AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria. Albinger rallies in Western states tonight for the presidential candidates. Vice President Harris and her running mate Tim Walz are in Arizona, a must-win state. Jessica Green's been in line to attend the event in Glendale since early this morning.
One of the top issues for me is abortion rights. Just being able to have the freedom to make a choice. That's what America's about, is freedom to keep government out of those decisions. Climate and energy, family leave, all of that's important to me. I think she represents the party of family and freedom.
Former President Trump will hold a rally tonight in Bozeman, Montana. His plane was diverted to Billings due to what the campaign calls a mechanical issue, as he went on to Bozeman on a smaller plane. A Brazilian airliner has crashed into a residential neighborhood near Sao Paulo, killing all 61 people on board. What's left of Tropical Depression Debbie is drenching parts of the Northeast and then heading into New England. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has a new missing child alert system. The Purple Alert system is meant to fill gaps in the Amber Alert system. The PRINCE Act that Governor Evers signed yesterday expanded the definition of a person at risk to include children. The PRINCE Act is named after 5-year-old Prince McCree, who was killed in Milwaukee last year. The universities of Wisconsin face a number of challenges in the coming years. System President Jay Rothman says one of the big ones is fewer high school graduates, and fewer of them are enrolling at state universities.
As we move increasingly into a knowledge-based, technology-driven economy, I don't think that's good for the state of Wisconsin.
Rothman testified yesterday to a study committee which will spend the next several months studying the UW system's problems and come up with possible solutions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The National Transportation Safety Board has released its preliminary report on a deadly plane crash less than 2 miles from the runway at EAA in Oshkosh. Two people were killed in the July 22nd crash, 37-year-old Sean Tomervik of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and 32-year-old James Sullivan of Brooklyn, New York, were heading to EAA from New Jersey. The report does not state the cause of the crash. It is still under investigation. Rice Lake native Kenny Bednarik is bringing another Olympic silver back to Wisconsin. In the 200-meter finals on Thursday, Bednarik finished second with a time of 19.62. It's his second silver medal in the event, winning his first in Tokyo. Bednarik will have one more chance to medal today as part of the Team USA 4x100-meter relay. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Brewers come home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back in action tonight in Milwaukee against the Cincinnati Reds. The crew coming off a 3-game sweep of the Braves, beating them 16-7 yesterday in Atlanta. 20 hits, 6 home runs in just the first 5 innings. 2 from rookie Jackson Churio, manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I couldn't be happier for Jack. I mean, he's just coming into his own, you know what I mean, and letting his talent play and not dwelling on the failures and bouncing back after that. So really pleased with him.
NFL, the Packers head to Cleveland to play the Browns in their first preseason game. Kickoff tomorrow afternoon at 3:25. 6'6" Rojay Stona got a tryout as a defensive end in the Packers rookie minicamp this spring. Last night during the Olympics, Stona won a gold medal for Jamaica by throwing the discus 70 meters, setting a new world record.
I'm speechless, to be honest. Just enjoying the moment. I'm in good shape right now. All I just needed was get a good release, find that angle. I mean, it was great. Nothing to lose.
That's Rojay Stona with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, cool, a low in the low 50s. A beautiful weekend ahead, lots of sunshine for Saturday, a high in the low 70s, and more sun and upper 70s Sunday. Sunday night, Monday, a few clouds and a slight chance of rain. Currently at 64 degrees.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of bug tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
BugTussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, BugTussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has BugTussle. You should too.
And now for the Pella Play-by-Play, I'm Jeff Levering alongside Gina Della from Pella.
Thanks, Jeff. How do you say welcome?
With a new entry door from Pella.
Say it with color.
Like baseball bat oak or foul pole yellow?
Say it with class.
Like following players' unwritten baseball rules?
With clarity.
Like a no-doubter shot off the scoreboard.
And with this great deal, 0% interest for up to 3 years with no money down in equal payments.
That's the ball game. A Pella walk-off.
Schedule your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 31-24.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to retired Rear Admiral Joe Seestack about Project 2025's impact on the U.S. military and the state of education in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's FC.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Fully leaded educators talking education. TGIBPF. Thank God it's Busted Pencils Friday. Johnny Lupinacci, guest there. What's happening, my friends?
Hey, Tim, it's good to see you, man. It's Friday, like you said, TGIBPF. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe it? We blinked and a whole week went by. And to tell you the truth, Tim, we blinked, a whole week went by. Summer is turning to fall soon. It's still summer. But it's turning to fall soon, and it's back to school grind for this guy, Dr. Johnny Lupinacci here, joining my co-host extraordinaire, Dr. Tim Slecker, just on the boards. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Callers, if you want to recap the week with Tim and I, before we get into that Friday feature, Tim's trivia, you want to recap with us, give us a call, 855-752-4842, or hang on. Because as we've come to love here on Busted Pencils, my guy, Tim, bringing the trivia on Friday. Tim, I can't wait. I've been waiting since last Friday for this. So just spill the beans. Okay.
So a little different here. I mean, this is in the form of a riddle tonight.
Ooh,
a riddle?
Yes, in the form of a riddle tonight. So this is where we're going to be. So I'm just going to put the riddle out there right now. What of Oppenheimer was lost in Georgia? What of Oppenheimer was lost in Georgia? It's a riddle, man, and there's a really cool trivia when you figure this riddle out. We're going to be here. We're going to put it out there. But what of Oppenheimer was lost in Georgia? That's the riddle, but there's a cool trivia behind there, Johnny. So very, 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 you know, thought about this one. I'm like, okay, I like this idea because it's, again, a cool story. And it's one of those ones about who knew? Well, before we leave at the bottom of the half hour, we're going to know because, Johnny, here's the thing, too. Anybody watching, I'm on location, man, at a castle.
Yeah, you are a man on the ground covering education all through the Midwest. Tim, I think you've been in a different big Midwestern blue-collar city. Every time I've talked to you in the last couple of weeks, it's been a new stop. So love that you're getting that coverage and getting that temperature, figuratively and literally, of politics in this country, man. And what's the situation for teachers?
I tell you what, though, beautiful. So just let everybody know I'm in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Hey,
I'm at the Henderson Castle. Look it up. A lot of American history trivia there. Henderson Castle in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Going to be having some conversations with some really, really important people. One, well, actually both, who have been on the show. Julian Vasquez.
That's what I was going to say.
Billion Vasquez Hylik, the provost at Western Michigan University, and Jason Glass, the vice president of teaching and learning at Western Michigan University X. I am going to be here having some conversations, Johnny, about artificial intelligence and teaching and learning. So, man, I tell you what, though, it made me think, though, Johnny, Minocqua Brewing Company, almost forgot about how important our sponsors are. Minocqua Brewing Company is sponsored, you know, sponsors Busted Pencils. They, man, love them for taking on the state of Wisconsin and suing based on the reality that vouchers hurt public schools. Yeah, they hate public schools too. Wisconsin Brewery, making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can get their progressive beer. Man, and what a week, though. TGIBPF, thank God it's Busted Pencils Friday. All week, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page, Matt Damon's mom, on Monday.
Yep.
You know, great show again. Looking at everything that we had there. I love, though, that Dr. Nancy Carlson Page went with that whole weird thing, dealing with the fact that, you know, Tim Walz, our new future vice president. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah. Well, Tim, we'll let our listeners know, because if they listen to on Monday, they got a little sneak of that too. Tim, you actually teed that up for both Nancy and I the week before.
Yeah.
You know, Tim Walz and the others had said, you know, it's a bit weird. And we've since then gotten to the root of what the choice of using the word weird is. And we looked at it from kind of all angles, and both Nancy and I were like, okay, Tim brought this up. All right. and here's where we're at with it. And that, man, was a great conversation. It's always a great conversation with Dr. Nancy Carlson Page, but man, we opened a banger of a week with a fabulous guest. I mean, yes, she's on monthly. Yes, listeners, if you're not familiar, once a month, you got to make sure you at least tune in to What Would Matt Damon's Mom Say. And it's a great opportunity for the amazing Dr. Nancy Carlson Page to, you know, share wisdom with our listeners and with us, Tim. And she sure did this week. You know, we talked about how important it is to model professional ethics, which was the theme from 20 Lessons from the 20th Century from last week. But man, we were talking about, you know, how it's important to be different, how it's important to embrace difference, the very fabric of democracy, to value equality and diversity, but also to just say it's a bit strange. And I had to even push it a little bit harder to say it's hurtful, harmful, destructive, right? Vitriol. There's a whole lot of adjectives that I think, I guess we mean by weird. We don't have to, you know, put down difference to do that. So it was a good show. And we really talked, as of course, you have an expert in early childhood and on. It's going to bring it back to classrooms. And she was talking about all that great work that teachers do with young people to really practice democracy, to really practice how we listen to one another and be in charge of. And this links to Wednesday's show, where educators amplified, you know, really connected the dots on joy and regulation. Dr. Nancy Carlson Page reminded us that young people are working and practicing and learning all the time in their classrooms, right? To listen and to be mindful and choose words, especially words when we're communicating our needs and we're practicing how we disagree with one another and how we agree. So that was really special. I mean, it's always great to have Dr. Nancy Carlson Page on talking about the moment we're in. And she gives a lot of context to that. So I was excited. She also spotlighted Gen Z voters, who are getting a lot of attention on Busted Pencils because we're inspired by your energy and the message you're sending Gen Zers. Appreciate that. But Tim, man, what a banger of a show on Monday. Woo.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. It's educated educators talking education. Man, Tim's trivia, though, Johnny.
Yeah, let's out there again.
Yeah, it's a riddle. It's a riddle, everybody. What of Oppenheimer was lost in Georgia? What of Oppenheimer was lost in Georgia? Putting it in a riddle today. Awesome kind of things that we're going to be bringing up right now. And actually just pulled up the text there. You guys need me.
Yeah, Tim, so, I was going to ask you, can you take, for our stream viewers and for our listeners, you take us on a little bit of a tour, and we're going to mute you while you relocate, but I'm going to repeat Tim's trivia for folks in case you're getting some background noise or it's choppy for you. Tim's trivia this week is, what did Oppenheimer lose in Georgia?
Right? I'm confused.
Did I repeat that correctly, Jess and Tim?
I think he put it into the passive. What of Oppenheimer's was lost in Georgia? I don't know if that makes a difference.
It's a riddle, so language matters. Remember, that's the theme of the week.
Uh-huh,
language does matter. Use our words wisely. What of Oppenheimer was lost in Georgia?
There it is.
What of Oppenheimer's was lost in Georgia?
Taking a stroll on the grounds. Do I sound better right now, guys?
You sure do.
All right. So, yeah, what of Oppenheimer's was lost in Georgia? Form of a riddle. Tim's trivia. Good, interesting stuff. It is, yeah, busted pencils. And got a caller, Joanne, on the phone already.
Yeah.
All right. Caller Joanne, what's happening, our friend?
Oh, great. I haven't thought about the riddle yet. I just got in. But what I'd like to do is talk just for a minute about the week. The week was so amazing. And I was thinking about it all afternoon, how much you were able to cover in just about politics. And I was just a little worried because with all the young people thinking about politics now and maybe, you know, can I run for office? You know, whatever they are, if they're black, white, big, strong, or short and tiny, whatever, doesn't make any difference anymore that it's open to them. But what I'm a little worried about is the sliming of some of the candidates that's going on right now and the picking apart of amazing 24-year career in the National Guard of some of the candidates. I know that L.A. Tom has called in some of the radio shows about this. I listened to other shows on this wonderful station and stated his dismay about what a downer it is. Again, we have to vet candidates. Yeah, we've got to make sure that they're not enhancing resumes. But after this joy and the amazing power of this week, we'll be spending the weekend on all the talk shows and all of that, in the minutia, and there's more to come. I mean, I know for a fact there's going to be more to come, taking apart the voting records or whatever and mischaracterizing various things and name-calling and whatever. People who don't know what socialism is and Marxism those words. For me, it's Groucho Marxism. It's always been Groucho. whatever. So thank you again for the wonderful week. I mean, you did so much and brought in luminaries from all over. Thank you again.
Oh, awesome. Man.
Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. We love caller Joanne. We'll get back to that, listeners. Stay tuned.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter? Then tune to your local civic media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local civic media radio station and streaming on the app.
There's danger out there,
It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
And we are back. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. It's GGIBPF. That's right. Thank goodness it's Busted Pencils Friday. This is Dr. Johnny Lupinacci with Dr. Tim Slecker. And just on the boards, Dr. Tim Slecker on site over in Kalamazoo, Michigan. One of our favorite spots. I mean, I spent some undergraduate years there. And then also we have some amazing guests from not only the Grow Your Own program, but just the awesome work that's happening over at Western Michigan University. And Dr. Tim Slecker is on site there.
Nice.
Joining us this Friday to recap the week. We just had caller Joanne on the phone reminding us, as LA Tom does, you know, to be patient through the scrutiny of candidates. Also, as a theme of last week, remember professional ethics, right? And remember the importance of, you know, being, you know, diligent about scrutiny of candidates, but also being open with information and actually contrasting, right? And actually bracing ourselves for a real ugly election. I mean, we can't expect that because one ticket is very joyful, is very matter of fact, has a clean record in terms of when we want to look at whether or not they have any criminal elements to their leadership that they're bringing. No, you know, and so I think it's important to contrast honesty and transparent information is gonna always expose things that we may or may not agree with. That's okay. That's part of politics. That's part of anything. There is no perfect candidate. So let's brace ourselves for some of those things. And of course, I think it's pretty low, and I'm not surprised by it, by people on the opposition to Harris-Waltz ticket to bring up some of the perspectives or thoughts against Waltz, especially around his military service.
Yeah.
If we're going to get into what kind of military service constitutes service, okay, that's a different conversation. For me, matter of fact, and I think for a lot of us, it's important to serve in a number of capacities. And so his service in the National Guard is honorable to me.
Absolutely.
The transparency he has around some of the things, the aspects of it being brought up, I think also models good leadership. Yes, I chose to retire at a particular moment. That is his liberty and his choice. He also never has stopped being a supporter or a person in service in a political capacity. So I'm very optimistic that even as things go low, that the Harris-Waltz ticket and that us as supporters of that ticket remember to embrace facts and contrast and ask ourselves, what kind of leader do we want? So I'm really hopeful about that. Thank you, Joanne. Yeah, it was a busy week. We covered a lot and we're on a special Friday. You know, Fridays are always special. We got a lot of things that we always hit on Friday besides just recapping the week. And I'm going to loop us back around to Tim's trivia because it has Jess and I stumped. To repeat it for folks, Dr. Tim Slecker's trivia this week. Tim's trivia. Tim said,
What?
Oh, you want to say it for us, Tim?
Yeah, what, you know, if I can get it, what of Oppenheimer's was lost in Georgia? And maybe we'll throw another hint out there as we're getting close. Maybe not in Georgia, but maybe off the coast of Georgia. What of Oppenheimer's was lost off the coast of Georgia? Putting that out there, Johnny, there it is, Johnny and Jess. I know I've got you stumped. I can see that somebody's getting close in there by reading the notes that we're getting in there, getting close to where it is. Yeah, there's probably something there. And I said, you know, kind of piece these together. Think about Oppenheimer. Okay. What does that? Now, off the coast of Georgia. Okay. Put that together. There you go. You know what, though? I wanted to comment, too, though, Johnny, on the attack on Walsh military service. I was reading today, though, you know where this attack is coming from. These are the architects. And I don't have the name right now in front of me, that put together the Swift Boat attack campaign on John Kerry. That really actually did. And, you know, because at that point, Kerry was winning in the polls, and that Swift Boat controversy really tore him down, and he started to sink in the polls. I don't see that happening now, but it is that same type of playing of saying, you know, again, we're really trying to dishonor something that in this sense is honorable. 24 years in the service. Okay, this is not this. And again, you know, you want to contrast it? Okay, let's contrast it to the other guy who's running for president and his bone spurs and Vietnam. I mean, you know, I even hate to dig into that conversation, but we might as well put it out there. Because the reality is that Tim Walz served 24 years, retired, nothing wrong with that. As you said, honorable, did his time, did his duty, and continued to do it, and did this everything. So there's no controversy there. I think people are digging for things. And again, you know why, though? Because the joyful democracy warriors, the joy, the celebration, it is palpable. And I'm sorry, but the other side feels that, and they are looking for anything to take away that joy that Jess and Johnny and Tim, they're looking to torpedo our joy, because it really is moving in a direction that it continues to build and swell. And you talk to more and more people, man, it is just something to grab a hold of, and it really enlightens all of our days. It's Busted Pencils. It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. It's Educated Educators Talking Education, 855-752-4842. The question, Tim's Trivia, what of Oppenheimer's was lost off the coast of Georgia? Man.
Well, yeah, Tim, I'm glad you brought that up, and I'm stumped. So hopefully there's a listener out there who can crack this riddle. But I'm going to, you know, get back on that too with you. To me, and I'm glad Tim brought this up, you know, anybody willing to put on uniform, you know, to take that step to be a part of any aspect of service, right? And any of the, whether it's the Army Reserve, any of them, right? Whether it's ROTC students, whatever path people are doing, I think that's honorable. And I'll extend that to both sides. You're not going to hear me attack Vance for his service. That's just something I think is really important to honor in our country, is like the way of our life here and peace on this planet comes at a sacrifice that so many, but thankfully so many people step up and serve. And that's not only in the context of war and peace. That's in the context of, you know, healthcare. That's in the context of responding to natural disasters. That's just important work that helps this planet be a better planet. So even though I'll have big beefs with JD Vance and others, I will not attack their service. That's important. I appreciate that, and I have respect for it. So I'm glad you brought that up, Tim. I'm glad caller Joanne brought up. Let's stick to contrasting politics and policy, and let's honor the transparency of this. It's Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. We're stumped on Tim's trivia. We'll make sure that it's solved before the end of the hour. Stay tuned.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters may have as many as six choices for president in November. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says Cornell West and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as well as Shiva Ira Dure and Claudia De La Cruz, all turned in paperwork this week. The WEC will now decide if they qualify to be on the ballot. Kamala Harris may be changing presidential campaigns in more ways than one. She's gained a lot of support from Democrats in a very short time. Hamline University political scientist David Schultz.
And if she were to win, this changes the strategy where people might say, well, gosh, I don't have to declare 2 years in advance and go through all those battles.
The Pew Research Center says most voters say they're burned out on long presidential campaigns. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. There are two constitutional amendments on the August 13th ballot. Basically, they boil down to giving the power to approve, designate, and distribute federal funds to the legislature and not the governor of the state. Assembly District 89 candidate Ryan Spouty.
You've seen our state legislature, especially the Joint Finance Committee. They voted to approve, I believe it's $125 million for PFAS relief. And then they sit on it. Do we really want those same people to control whether or not our state gets federal funding if there's an emergency?
Spouty made his comments in a town hall meeting with other Democratic candidates in Northeast Wisconsin last night. Frontier Airlines will discontinue the service from Green Bay's Austin-Straubel International Airport to Denver. The last day of flights between the cities is Monday, August 12th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here are some weekend movie suggestions. The Blake Lively film, It Ends With Us, is a romantic drama receiving mostly good reviews. It Ends With Us is adapted from the novel of the same name by Colleen Hoover. Borderlands is a sci-fi adventure about an intergalactic bounty hunter with a sketchy past and a ragtag team of misfits that are charged with saving the galaxy. The film is based on one of the most popular video games of all time. The film is pulling a 3% on Rotten Tomatoes, so you might want to steer clear or hope you're in the 3%. And if you're looking for a movie about lip-syncing before it was cool or even accepted, check out Girl, You Know It's True, a documentary about Milli Vanilli's meteoric rise up the music charts, which culminated with three number one hits, none of which they sang. The biopic takes a good look at what the lives of Milli and Vanilli were like before and after the fall, and it's pulling a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, cool, a low in the low 50s. A beautiful weekend ahead, lots of sunshine for Saturday, a high in the low 70s. And more sun and upper 70s Sunday. Sunday night, Monday, a few clouds and a slight chance of rain. Currently, it's 66.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WISS.FM. Your news just for the Oshkosh area. I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Bath.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll get you caught up on the weekend news and look ahead to the Tuesday primary day in Wisconsin. Be a voter. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
There are so many
conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Earl Ingram.
Let's go to Lynn for Oconomowoc.
I met Kamala, and she's super intelligent. She will select people who are competent in their field.
So, Sandy, you don't hear those words when it comes to the other guy.
Well, he's going to select loyal people. Project 2025 seems to diminish the notion that there needs to be competence in government.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities
communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, what would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Earl Ingram.
Let's go to Landfall, Cunnamulla.
I met Kamala, and she's super intelligent. She will select people who are competent in their field.
So, Sandy, you don't hear those words when it comes to the other guy.
Well, he's going to select loyal people. Project 2025 seems to diminish the notion that there needs to be competence in government.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, what would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Let's go to Landfall, Cunnamulla.
I met Kamala, and she's super intelligent. She will select people who are competent in their field.
So, Sandy, you don't hear those words when it comes to the other guy.
Well, he's going to select loyal people. Project 2025 seems to diminish the notion that there needs to be competence in government.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, what would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump.
Is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.